my name is Anthony Molyneux and I work with Times Live Video. I wanted to give more information as to how Pastor Melisizwe Monkgo and his wife scammed life insurance companies. They succeeded in taking life cover on multiple victims without their knowledge. And they use an extremely sneaky and devious method to fool the insurance providers and their victims. So let's get into the one specific case where they took out life insurance on their murder victim, Hlompho Koloi. Here's the state prosecutor, Evadno Kotya.
So they paid for a lot of fraudulent policies to the insurers. They really paid solidly to capitalize eventually from this insurance scheme of theirs.
The pastor's wife knew 25-year-old Hlompho Koloi as she grew up in the same neighborhood called Tembeletu in George. Koloi's mother was also part of the God's Work International Ministries, which was led by the pastor. So getting Koloi's ID number and all her other details was very easy. Here you can hear the pastor's wife impersonating Hlompho Koloi and giving all the required details to the insurance agent.
I want to take out a life insurance.
Absolutely. And how old are you, my dear?
I'm 25.
I see you do use a South African ID book. You were born on the 27th of April, 93. Your full ID number, can you please confirm that something?
93?
Yes.
080.
That's right. And your surname is spelled K-O-L-O-I, is that right?
Yes, correct.
However, when it came to the cell number, email address, and banking details, they used their own numbers, or they simply created new email addresses and bank accounts so that they would be the only ones in charge of the money and the communication with the insurers.
And your email address is hlomphokoloi@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, so I have the right one because you've emailed me already.
Yes.
Okay, and is that your only cell phone or do you have an alternative one for you?
I have an alternative one.
Is that the one you put on the email yesterday for?
Yes.
So that is the day we accused number two. Siposhihle Pamba was Hlompho Koloi for a day. I basically call it for a day because many of these policies were taken for the same person on the same day. So she perfected the art of being Hlompho Koloi for the day.
Once they sorted out all the communication and money, they moved on to the different types of cover. Now, generally speaking in life insurance, there are two types of cover: accidental death cover and comprehensive cover. Accidental death has lower installments, but only covers you in the case that you die by way of an accident, like murder, for example. Comprehensive cover, on the other hand, has higher installments, but covers you for more causes of death, like medical conditions, etc. So up until Hlompho Koloi, the pastor and his wife were taking out accidental death cover on their victims. There are two reasons why the pastor and his wife chose accidental death cover. One is that the installments were cheaper every month, and two, it didn't require a blood test to be done. The pastor and his wife did not want to alert their victims to the life insurance policies they were taking out on their lives. So they could not just tell them to get blood taken by a nurse who works for an insurance company. So they bypassed that by just taking the accidental death cover. The problem with the accidental death cover is that you don't get as high a payout as you do from comprehensive cover. So when they were setting up the murder of Hlompho Koloi, they decided they were going to go big.
So the only thing we basically do for you is just a normal HIV test. Our professional traveling nurses will give you a call and they'll set up the appointment with you. You'll tell them where to come, when to come, and they do it free of charge. All right?
Okay.
Now please note that your cover will be changed to accidental death cover only should we not receive a negative HIV test result within 60 days of your cover starting.
In order to get comprehensive cover, they needed to convince Koloi to get blood tests done. So they hatched a very evil plan. They decided to tell Koloi that there was a job opportunity for her at George Airport. They then told the excited Koloi, who was unemployed at the time, that in order to get the job at the airport, she needs to get her blood drawn by an insurance company nurse.
So she's told the deceased, according to her boyfriend's evidence, she had to come for insurance purposes, come and do this HIV testing or this testing. And when the sister explained to her, this is for HIV testing, She was all okay about that because she was basically instructed by Sipochihle Pamba that this is part of the job requirements for obtaining the job.
The pastor and his wife played on her desperation for a job and their relationship with her mother. Kaloy agreed and went ahead the day before her murder and met a nurse in a nearby mall parking lot where she drew Kaloy's blood. This secured a comprehensive cover on Kaloy's life, meaning the pastor and his wife would benefit 3 million rand from her death. The very next day, Kaloy met with the pastor and his cousin when they offered her a ride to a supposed job interview. But Kaloy would never make it to the airport. She was murdered 20 minutes later by the pastor and his cousin. They left her body on the side of the road in plain view so that it would be found easily. A week later, the pastor, posing as Hlompho Kaloy's boyfriend, phoned in to claim the 3 million rand life insurance policy.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I can help you.
Yes, sir. I would like to make a claim for life for Kaloy, my partner.
How did she pass away?
She was robbed.
Yeah. She was robbed and murdered.
Thankfully, the police and insurance investigators picked up the case and found there were multiple life insurances being taken out by the pastor and his wife. They were arrested and convicted to a combined 350 years behind bars.
You know, initially I thought, like, let's blame everything on the insurer. But this is the means of how these policies are obtained, is telephonically. They operate in good faith on the person on the other side. And in this case, it was clear that they phoned into exceptionally or very persuasively and very quickly manipulate each and every insurance company from which they obtained their policies. And they didn't think twice about it.